Deborah Holdship, editor of Michigan Today. My guest today is bassist, composer, band leader, and Michigan grad Dave Sharp. He's a jazz and world music aficionado whose group Dave Sharp World's Quartet explores sounds and music traditions from Greece and Turkey, India and Ukraine, among others. He also has a klezmer band. You could say he's an explorer of sounds and thrives on experimentation and improvisation. Perhaps it's that philosophy degree he earned at U of M that drew him to jazz. In addition to playing in bands of various types over the years, he was actually a touring bassist with the hard rock band The Melvins back in the day, and he also played with Iggy and the Stooges during an Ann Arbor tribute to their late guitarist Ron Ashton. Dave also has spent many years as a music teacher in Ann Arbor. He books and plays with jazz musicians at local clubs like the Old Town, and he's the founder and festival director of the A2 Jazz Fest, now in its fourth year. That's all fine and good, but the reason Dave and I are chatting today is because he is the artistic director of a stunning and elegant new venue right next to the Arc on Main Street. It's the Blue Llama Jazz Club. And Dave has been busy booking talent from far and wide these past several months, including student groups from the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, and name acts from New Orleans, New York, Chicago, and more. In a word, he and club founder Don Hicks, who founded the company LlamaSoft, and executive chef Louis Gorrell have just given us one more reason to be in love with Ann Arbor. Dave wants to make Main Street a music corridor, and if anyone can do it, it's probably him. But we'll let him tell you all about it. Here's Dave.
I think this town is certainly well-versed and has a long tradition of the house party and the do-it-yourself attitude, which I think is great. I grew up in Warren, which is a suburb of Detroit, and it wasn't until I left Warren and came here where I was like, wow, there's people like jamming in living rooms. There's people playing in bars. There's people playing on outdoor stages. There's people playing in university buildings. There's people playing like in all these different places, whereas back home, not so much. Just kind of seeing that makes you say, well, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Like I love music.
Makes it accessible.
And now I just don't have to go to a concert or listen to my records. I can actually do it myself.
The other thing that's happening more recently are the like calm house parties, almost like house concerts. You know, these intimate 40-person things in someone's living room, which is very accessible for a jazz small group. Or
I just did one out in February out in Dexter. Shout out to my good friend Barry Lonick, who does house concerts out at his place. And Barry is like a huge music fan and takes full advantage of the music scene around here to where he counts the number of shows he goes to per year, and he always gets up into like the 350s or something.
Wow.
Like he's
it's hardcore.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good events around here. The Ann Arbor Summer Festival is coming up in a couple weeks. The Sonic Lunch is starting. You know, there's music on Main Street. You know,
There's always festivals in the summer, always fun things happening.
There's other places on Main Street, like Lo-Fi is a new music venue. It's a basement.
I don't know that.
A place where, they have a stage and they do live shows and DJs and karaoke. And then there's the Ravens Club, which has great jazz on Sunday and Monday. And then Old Town. I'm continuing to book the Old Town on Wednesday, the jazz series. Wednesday's 8 to 10. It's free. There's some really great new jazz artists that are touring around. One of note is Theo Croker, who's a trumpeter from New York. He's actually Doc Cheatham's grandson.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be playing at the A2 Jazz Fest this September.
What do you think is that unique alchemy that gives all this specialness, I guess, to the Ann Arbor music scene, whether it's great clubs or the location? It's near Detroit, it's the school, it's the vibe of the town. Like, what's the magic, the secret sauce that, because I do think people perceive of this town as a music town.
I think it's like an attitude to be creative, and also an attitude to play music with other people.
And the pool of talent has got to be outrageous.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, well, between Ann Arbor and Detroit and Lansing, there's quite a few talented musicians, even going out to Kalamazoo, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Michigan has a lot of great players that, you know, don't mind traveling and know how to hustle and are working on projects.
There's a lot of creative, technology-driven people here.
There are. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. So I think it's really just an attitude of, like, valuing music. When I was teaching lessons, I was able to make some money teaching lessons because people around here are willing to pay for them. They're interested in education.
Yeah.
They're interested in doing something creative. They want to invest in learning something and doing something new.
Okay, I'm ready to do something new. It's late afternoon and the Kurt Elling Quartet is sound checking at Blue Llama right now. So I think we need to go scope it out.
Blue Llama opened in March of this year, and the goal is to have a jazz club and a restaurant coexist under one roof where you can get really great food and listen to really great music. It's about a 90-seat room, and the sound system is state-of-the-art. There's a stage and a sound system. We're in the same building as the Arc, which also has a stage and a sound system. Although the Arc is a 400-seat listening venue, it's more like a small
concert venue.
Concert venue. They do great work there, and it's a great sounding room. But they don't have like a full restaurant going.
So you've got some sassy menu, something delicious to eat, and
There's a chef. Chef Louis Gorel is the executive chef at Blue Llama, and
is he local? Where did he come from?
He's actually from Iowa originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Yeah, he's born in Iowa, but has worked in Brooklyn, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago. Yeah. I read something, it was one of these brain science books, and it said that, food tastes better if you're listening to good music while eating.
And does the music sound better if you're eating good food while
you're
listening?
I think so. I'm sure it works the other way. I mean, why wouldn't it?
Here, you've been seeking gigs all these years. Now you're the person people are seeking gigs from. So.
That's right.
That's a kind of little poetic justice, is it not?
Yeah, I remember hand delivering a cassette back on Main Street at the Club Heidelberg to get a gig. I remember the guy who gave us a gig there said, make sure your number is on the tape and on the tape case. Like, it's got to be on both. You know, there's this Woody Allen movie where he says, he's talking to a friend and he says, boy, everybody tells me that, show business is a dog-eat-dog world. And he's like, I completely disagree. It's more like dog doesn't return other dog's phone call. Like, that's actually the norm, But now it's email, Now it's like getting bombarded with emails and...
So how is the lineup now? You've already had some pretty impressive people come through. So who?
Yeah, the lineup has been great. 2 weeks ago, we had Ralph Peterson, who's a great, amazing jazz drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in an Art Blakey tribute group,
cool.
which was pretty stellar, including Bobby Watson on alto saxophone. Last weekend, we had Adonis Rose from New Orleans, who brought in Tia Fuller and Sasha Masakowski. Two really great musicians, Mickey Hayami, who's a great piano player from New York. This weekend we have Kurt Elling from Chicago, and he's bringing in a quintet for Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
So, a lot of really good stuff coming through. Rodney Whitaker is coming through on June 20th. He's out in Lansing, a really great bass player.
So it sounds like you're kind of in the perfect spot now because you have a lot of local talent to choose from, a nice pool here that you can not only play with or learn from or book, but then you can invite all these people from elsewhere now to come experience our town.
That's right.
How has their response been to Blue
The response Long? Has been great. All the traveling artists are loving the club. They like the sound. They like the stage. They like the food, and also, and this goes back to what we talked about earlier, is they like the attitude of the people running the place, namely me and our chef, Lewis, and our staff and our management. And because we have a, I mean, what's the term? It's like artist friendly or artist centric or, you know.
You're an artist yourself, as is your chef, you know, so you're all in it together. Yeah.
So, you know, so the way that they're treated, you know, our attitude toward them is positive and welcoming. And, you know, and we kind of say this a lot, like during shows or after shows, and it's very true. So like if a musician comes into a venue and they feel good about being there and they know that they're wanted there and they have something good to eat and they have a comfortable place to get ready, they can hear themselves on stage and the sound is good, then they're going to play better. The music will sound better.
Everyone will be happier.
Yeah, it's not a technical thing. It's a, you know, it's just like a feeling. It's an attitude. It's like, are you feeling good about being here? Yes. Are you treated well? Yes. Is the music going to sound better? Yes, because everybody's kind of in a good place.
And hopefully they'll be back. They'll want to come back.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
How are you doing? Thanks for coming. I'm Lewis. I'm the chef and general manager.
Oh, hi, Lewis.
How are you doing?
Lewis. Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
It was great.
Hey,
nice to meet
welcome.
You.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having us in.
Pleasure. No, thanks so much.
All right, man. Really I hope we make everybody real happy.
Oh, you will. Yeah.
You know.
Completely sold out. So that's
well, that's good.
That's great stuff, right?
I ain't mad at that. It's just like we're going to spank a lang, have a good time, make people
great.
Feel as good as we can make them feel, enjoy ourselves as jazz musicians, make it feel like 1956, only the good
ones.
It'll
be awesome, yeah.
I like promoting music, and I like, you know, helping people to have a place to perform their music.
Yeah.
And record it.
Yeah, so are you going to do recordings there? Are you going to do, like, live stuff?
And yeah, we're going to launch a record label out of Blue Llama.
Right on. That's so cool.
Like, for national and local groups.
Okay. And when do you think that's going to happen?
It's happening now.
Cool.
Yeah, we've been recording.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, in fact, Adonis Rose from New Orleans, his Genesis Quintet played last weekend, and we recorded that. And we're getting to release that as our first release.
Wow. Well, don't forget to put the label on the cassette and the case.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, put the phone number.
So, I mean, a lot of times these places have a certain magic about them, or, you know, like, I love the Ark. So, I don't know, like, how does the Blue Llama feel to you? Like,
oh, it feels great.
Do you have favorite clubs, like, around the country? Like, you know, the Blue Note or Cliff Bells or places like that?
Yeah, actually, two favorites are, I really like the Green Mill in Chicago. And I really like Smalls in New York City.
Okay.
I like Yoshi's in Oakland.
Don't know it, but
that's one of my favorite places.
So you're just trying to create that sort of energy and intimacy, I guess.
Yeah, I think people really like the ambience in the room. They like the lighting. They like the sound.
Yeah.
The sound was engineered so that the sound is really crystal clear. And
jazz and blues always kind of strike me as sort of like mature kind of genres of music, and people here are young. A lot of people are very young. So, like, how do you keep jazz and blues alive, like, in contemporary culture, and then in this town too, among young people? Like, what is it that, like, attracted you, and how do you get other people into it?
Well, one way we're doing that is we're hosting a jam session at the Blue Llama. We just had our first one about a week ago, and we're aiming to do it at the last Wednesday of each month. And so my good friend Sean Dobbins and I serve as the house band, and then we invite people to come up sit in. And when we did that last week, a lot of people showed up. About, you know, young people, high school age, college age, professionals, you know, musicians I know who've been playing for a while. And
that's fun.
So, you know, that's sort of one way to kind of keep it alive and keep, you know, keep it active, is to invite people to come down and be able to come down and participate. Exactly. You're not just seeing a show or buying a ticket. You can come down and do that. Likewise, at the A2 Jazz Fest in September, the Saturday show, we're going to have workshops on Saturday afternoon leading up to performances in the early evening and late evening.
That's so nice.
So that's got, and also, you know, the Etude Jazz Fest features student groups on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The festival's, you know, makes it a point to do a little bit of both. One great thing we have in this town is the U of M School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew Andrew Bishop and Ellen Rowe, mm-hmm. who do an amazing job with the jazz program there. And there's plenty of other people who teach there, too.
Yeah.
Not to leave anybody out, but I know Ellen and Andrew, and we did a U of M jazz showcase the graduation weekend. And that was amazing, because we had about 14 U of M undergrad students come and play at Blue Llama. They played for about 4 hours, and it was different ensembles doing two or three songs at a time. And these players were really great players, you know, again, had a great attitude, supported each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know a handful of those guys, and they're all like really great players, and you know, then they start gigging around town, and they are listening to each other and listening to...
That's got to be inspiring, you know, to you as well. It keeps the love alive in your heart. There's always like a new spark when you see stuff like that.
Oh yeah, and it's you know, and to hear their different musical ideas is pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they have, you know, we're talking a lot about attitude, but to also hear ideas that people are putting forth is pretty cool as well.
Yeah. You studied philosophy here.
Correct.
Does your philosophy degree in any way interface with your musical world?
Oh yeah, constantly. I think it's both a blessing and a curse, in that it allows me to have an analytical mind and to sort of think about all the possible outcomes.
Mm. Jazz marries that pretty easily because it's so...
Yeah,
it has just, many possible outcomes, too.
Just being able to, you know, look at the different outcomes, consider them, you know, do some analysis and think about what's going to happen. And also to be, you know, just be open to any of those outcomes, mm-hmm. versus only wanting one or only wanting two.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe there's like 12 different things that could happen.
You never know.
And sort of being prepared for that, you know, and having the attitude to be flexible.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Your shirt or something.
It's like, don't make that's what sells the song.
It's going to be you.
That's
like
what
your shoes.
That's great.
Yeah. One thing you have to love about Ann Arbor is its commitment to culture and education and music. Thank you, Dave, for all you do to keep this town jamming. Okay, that's it for now. Find and subscribe to Listen in Michigan at Google Play Music, iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also find us at www.michigantoday.umich.edu. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll look for you by the front of the stage. Till then, as always, go blue. What was that song you were just singing?
It's called The Underdog.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know, the jazz singer's theme song.
In so many ways.